You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Dr. David Pate, CEO of St. Luke's Health System, announced his retirement last week. He plans to step down in January. Pate, who is a doctor and a lawyer, joined St. Luke's about a decade ago, and he is joining us in studio today to talk more about his time at the helm of St. Luke's, as well as the legacy that he will be leaving behind. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
So I heard that when you were interviewing for this position, you told the board of directors you made them three promises.
I did.
Tell me what those are.
I said, number one, I'll commit to 10 years, but then I'd like to retire.
That I'm done.
Second is I promise to make St. Luke's Health System a national quality leader within 5 years. And third, at that time, they were interviewing me as part of an external search because they didn't have an internal candidate. So I made them a promise that by the time I did retire in 10 years, I will have developed at least one, preferably two, and hopefully three internal candidates that they would have the option to choose from. They could still go outside, but at least they'd have the option this time.
Why was that promise so important, to have someone internal they could look at?
You know, when I think back to when I came here, Idaho is a little bit different. And the biggest difference that I see is it's so relationship-based. You know, people want to see you. They want to talk to you. They want to feel like they know you before they really entrust you and engage with you. You know, relationships are always important, but like in Houston, it was impossible to know people. So we always did stuff without really having those relationships. But in Idaho, it's really important. And I think there's a sense among most leaders and governance people that it's really a great sign about the strength of an organization and its leadership and its governance if you are developing people internally and giving them opportunities to grow. And again, there's good reasons to go outside your organization on occasion, but you want to have those options internally. So those were reasons I thought it was important.
And that is what the board of directors has chosen to do.
They did. In fact, I kept all three promises.
Good for you, right? So let's talk about that second one, about putting St. Luke's more on the national stage. And tell me how you were able to do that.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable journey. You know, it was very important to me to do that. Of course, with my background as a doctor, the most important thing to me is that we're giving high-quality care and safe care to our patients. And people have the impression that if you're going to hospital, it must be good quality. And I think people would be surprised if they knew the facts about the variation in quality across this country from hospital to hospital and health system to health system. There really is a big difference. And so for me, when I looked at where St. Luke's was at that time, now keep in mind, we'd only been a health system for 3 years. We were a infant. And so it's certainly not surprising. But when I looked at our quality data, what I could see is there was a lot of inter-hospital variation. In other words, one hospital might be really good at something and another hospital in our system not so good at that. And there was also intra-hospital variation, meaning that one of our hospitals might be really good in this area, but maybe not so good in this area. And to me, what the problem is irrational variation. We're doing things differently. And that's no surprise because hospitals tend to operate in silos and tend to have their own initiatives, their own quality programs, et cetera, and they do things alone. The problem is that you're missing an opportunity because when you work as a system and there's an opportunity to drive these best practices across the system, no matter where they emerge. So that's the journey we embarked on, was how do we get everybody to tear down those barriers and say, look, Because there's, you know, if we're honest about it, there was a general resistance for places outside of Boise in our health system to be told what to do by Boise.
Nobody likes to be told
no.
that.
Or as it's affectionately referred to as the great state of Aiden.
Exactly.
And so it was a lot of work of saying, look, who cares where the best idea comes from? And it doesn't always come from Boise, but let's, if there's a best practice, let's figure out where it is, what it is, and then let's do it everywhere. And that's the journey we went on to, and it paid off tremendously. We jumped in quality tremendously to the first time that we were recognized as a top 15 health system. We actually had the highest quality performance in the country. It's amazing.
And there are so many changes that have taken place under your leadership. I mean, from acquiring and building new hospitals to expanding the main downtown Boise campus. Did you have that vision when you took this job?
It's a great question. And, you know, I commonly get asked about St. Luke's growth strategy. And it surprises people when I tell them we did not have a growth strategy. In fact, it's very common if you look at hospitals and health systems for how they set up their goals. They have a what's called a balanced scorecard. And one of those pillars, so-called pillars, is always growth. We did not have that. And purposely, I did not want a growth. I was not focused on growth. What we were focused on is relationships. And because of those relationships, we experienced a lot of growth. But growth wasn't the intention. And in fact, people are also surprised to know that although we did acquire a number of hospitals and physician groups, there are many instances where we told people that wanted to come and be part of St. Luke's, no, they weren't a good fit for us. And the reason that I did facilitate the growth is we knew where we were moving to is moving the health, managing the health of a population. And to do that, if you're going to take all the financial risk, you have to make sure you have enough assets distributed around to be able to take care of those populations. So we were very thoughtful about which hospitals and other entities we were going to have joined the health system, and did that make sense for our end game?
Everything has not been sunshine and roses in the 10 years that you have been
That's
leading.
True.
Not only has there been, backlash from certain groups
yes.
about the growth, especially in downtown Boise.
Yes.
But then you went through that lawsuit when you were trying to acquire Seltzer Medical Group in Nampa.
Yes.
As well as trying to implement the Affordable Care Act. I mean, many things that came your way. What do you want people to know about those moments?
Yeah. It's interesting. So let me comment on the lawsuit. I mean, that was probably my darkest hours in this leadership role. But let me tell you, first of all, with that antitrust lawsuit, we did what we absolutely believed was the right thing and the best thing for Idaho. Now, it turns out a judge disagreed with us. And
that happens.
And that's all that matters. But the first piece of information is we went into it with the right motives. In fact, if you read the judge's decision, he actually acknowledges that what St. Luke's intends to do, in fact, is very good and perhaps desirable. But he didn't feel that the law gave him the latitude to allow that. Now, we disagree. We actually think the law did allow him to do that. But again, only matters what the judge says, not what we say. But he acknowledged that we were doing the right thing. The other thing that I shared with the attorney general, because I was visiting him about my announcement. And so a couple things. First of all, I mentioned that when we appealed the case, the attorney from the FTC that comes in for the appeal to argue the appeal, after the arguments, I was there and he came up to me and he said, I really wanted to meet you. I read your deposition And I just want to tell you, I'm really impressed with your vision and what you were trying to accomplish. So again, I think, you know, there are as a lawyer, we look at laws in kind of two groups. There's a set of laws of these are bad things in of themselves. You shouldn't kill people.
Right.
That's a bad thing. And then there's some things that are just prohibited. And this is in that category. We set out with the right intentions. In fact, what was attractive to us about Salser is they were very much aligned with the same vision we had. And so we thought this would be a great relationship. And I think it would have been. And finally, I mentioned I visited with the Attorney General. And I just want to say, you know, and what I told the Attorney General is I never believed that this was personal. I never believed that he was anti-St. Luke's. In fact, I believe that the Attorney General and his staff actually interacted with us very professionally, and I believe they were doing the right thing. And we believed we were doing the right thing. And frankly, there was lack of clarity in the law. In fact, our case is now in legal textbooks because it's the first of its kind.
And isn't that interesting that there is that lack of clarity in the law? Ultimately, what would you like your legacy to be?
You know, for me, it's really two things. The two things that I'm most proud about. First of all, us being a national quality leader. And I want us to continue that. And I've told the board and I've told my successor, you know, please never be complacent about where we are, because we're top ranked in the country, but that can't be good enough. We have to keep going forward. So that's one thing. And I'd like people to say at my funeral or whatever that you know, he cared about quality. He cared about Idahoans getting the best possible care they could. The second thing that I would like to be part of my legacy is this transformation of the business model. So many companies throughout history have failed to do that. It's very difficult. But we believed that fee-for-service was the problem with the American healthcare system. And we said, we'll change that. And we moved to value. And I don't know of another health system. There may be, but I don't know of another health system in our kind of circumstances that has progressed along this transformation as far as we have. So I'm very proud of that. And I hope people will look back and say, you know, it was great that David helped us get through that hard part.
You are staying in Idaho because all of your grandchildren and your children are here. Your last day is January 31st. What's the first thing you're going to do on February 1st?
I think there's three things. One, I told my wife, the first thing is I'm going to try to sleep in.
I'm going to try.
The second thing is I'm no longer going to speed, trying to get from one place to another on time. So I'll slow down, and that should help our insurance costs. And number three, I'm going to read a book that doesn't have anything to do with healthcare, law, or medicine.
Good luck finding one. Thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Dr. David Pate. He is CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Dr. Pate will be retiring come January 31st. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.